Chapter 6. What then shall we say? Are we to persist in chet in order that the unmerited chin v'hesed Hashem might increase? Has v'shalom v'bot, we have died to chet. How can we still live in it? Or do you lack da'as that all we who were given a mikvah mayim tevilah into Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yahushua Yeshua were given a mikvah into Mashiach's histalkus, into his mavet? So then we were buried together with Kivro through a tevilah into mavet, in order that just as Rabbi Melech HaMashiach was given the tahiyah from Hamasim through the Kavod Ha'av, so we also should have a halacha in hitchadshut in Hayim Hadashim. For if we have become grown together with the very likeness of his histalkus, his mavet, we shall certainly also be grown together with the very likeness of his tahiyah from Hamasim, having das of this, that with Mashiach our old humanity in Adam has been put to death on Mashiach's etz, in order that the etzem ha'adam ha'chet might be done away with, so that we might no longer serve chet. For he who has died is declared niftar from chet. But if we have died with Mashiach, we believe that we shall also live with him, having das that Mashiach, having been given the tahiyah from the Masim, no longer dies mavet, and histalkus no longer exercise control over him. For the mavet Mashiach died, he died to het once and for all. But the Hayim Mashiach lives, he lives to Hashem. So also you must reckon yourselves Masim to het, but Hayim LaHashem B'Mashiach Yahushua Yeshua. Therefore do not let chet reign in your mortal body to obey its ta'avot, and do not give chet control of your natural capacities as nesek of pesha, but present yourselves to Hashem as ones alive from the Masim, and present to Hashem your natural capacities as nesek of tzedek olamim, for chet shall not exercise balas over you, for you are not under the epoch of Torah, but under the epoch of Hesed. What then? Should we commit avera because we are not under the epoch of Torah, but under the epoch of Hesed? Chas v'shalom, do you not know that when you give control of yourselves as someone's of Adim to obey him, you are the avadim of the one you obey, whether of chet, resulting in mavet, or of lishmoa b'kol Hashem, resulting in tzedek olamim? But Baruch Hashem, that you used to be avadim of chet, but you gave your mishmat shebalev to the pattern of Torah, to which you were handed over, having been set free from chet, you became an eved of the tzidkat Hashem. I speak in human terms on account of the weakness of your frail fallen humanity, for just as you handed over your natural capacities as avadim to tuma and to lawlessness, which results in lawlessness, so now hand over your natural capacities as servants of tzidkat Hashem, which results in kedusha. For when you were avadim of het, you were free in relation to tzedek olamim. What pari for Hashem did you produce then? Things for which you now have busha, for the end result of those things is mavet. But now, having been set free from het, and having been made an eved Hashem, you have your pari for Hashem resulting in kedusha, and the end is haye olam. For the loin that het pays out of its own payroll is mavet. However, the gracious matnat ha-hesed Hashem is chaye olam b'Mashiach Yahushua Yeshua Adonenu.